You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you always wanted to hear the hockey stories told from the press box? For your premier source of hockey prospect news from across the AHL, NCAA, Canadian Hockey League, and international leagues, this is your all-access pass to The Press Zone, a hockey podcast packed with news, analysis, interviews, and entertainment featured on thepresszone.fm. Your hosts, Amy Johnson and Rick Stevens, are experienced, credentialed hockey reporters bringing you stories built from strong connections throughout the hockey community and from inside rinks all across North America. Welcome to The Press Zone. It all comes down to this week. It is now or never for the Laval Rocket. Plus, holy prospects. It's time to talk about Lane Hutson, Florian Jacky, and the latest with Logan Mailloux. Let's get to it. This might be the Rocket Hockey Report, but we are going to have a little bit of Habs hockey talk on today's show because we're not going to be able to ignore Lane Hutson's NHL debut on Monday night in Detroit. And the fact that Logan Mailloux is finally going to get his shot at the big club this week. But first, we're going to check in with how Laval did on their road trip to Cleveland last week, Florian Jacky's pro debut after he signed his ELC with the Canadiens, take a look at how some of the prospects did, and get you all set up for this week ahead. Last week was likely pretty nerve-wracking for any fans of the Laval Rocket. The Rocket, of course, not playing during the week and then heading out to Cleveland for a two-game series against the Monsters on Thursday night and Saturday night. Cleveland, of course, had been riding high at the top of the North Division for most of the season, but they have been unseated in recent weeks by the Syracuse Crunch and have been in a bit of free fall after the Columbus Blue Jackets have absolutely stripped a lot of their top talent off the roster because of emergency recalls needed in Columbus. So for a Laval team on the precipice of that playoff position, having gotten knocked down to sixth place by the Belleville Senators, Thursday night's game and Saturday night's game, to be honest, very important. While Belleville and Utica and Toronto were also engaged in games of their own, trying to scratch and claw and lock up those last couple of playoff spots in the North Division. Somehow, however, on Thursday night, the Rocket actually were able to score. They put up four goals on this night, but Cleveland managed to get six. And in fact, it looked like it was going to be kind of, I don't want to say easy peasy for Laval, but it looked like it was going to go their way pretty early when they got up 2-0 in the first period. And Cleveland looked a little bit lost in that first frame. The first 20 minutes, the Rocket really controlled the pace of play. They controlled the puck. And it looked like, okay, maybe they could be heading towards getting those 2 points that they needed. Well, the second period came around and Cleveland did a complete 180. Four unanswered goals in the second period by the Cleveland Monsters absolutely set Laval back on their heels, putting them down 4-2 heading into the second intermission. But they weren't down and out. They weren't out of it yet. They came back and tied the game in the third period. It was 4-4, and then it was a battle. Who wanted it more? Cleveland got some bounces and finished things off with an empty netter as well, and they beat the Laval Rocket on this night in regulation 6-4. Three other teams in the North Division all got points that night. Some of them won their games. Some of them were against other divisional opponents, and those games went to overtime, meaning 3 points in the division got handed out. So this was kind of a really big setback for Laval. Saturday was actually the setup of what could have been an elimination night for the Laval Rocket. Going into Saturday night's game, if Belleville could win their game against Rochester, and if Laval lost again to Cleveland, Laval would be eliminated from playoff contention. there would be no catching the Belleville Senators, and they'd be done. Fortunately for the Laval Rocket, the exact opposite of that happened. Belleville lost their game to Rochester, and Laval came out and won Saturday night's game. In fact, they took this game by storm. They were not allowing a repeat of Thursday night, beating the Cleveland Monsters 5-1. Huge sigh of relief for the bench, for Laval fans, because it meant their playoff hopes were still alive. Now, a lot of buzz last week around the time that our video came out last week was that Florian Jacky had signed his 3-year ELC with the Montreal Canadiens and at the same time signed a PTO with the Laval Rocket so that he could finish out the season with Laval, start to get his feet wet in the pro game. So he joined the team in Cleveland last week, but he did not play on Thursday night. Obviously, they wanted to get him a practice or two, but on Saturday night, Mitchell Stevens actually needed to come out of the lineup because he was banged up from Thursday night, and so that allowed Florian Jacky to come in and make his pro debut, his AHL debut. He was centering a fourth line with Riley McKay and Captain Gabriel Bourque on his wings. How did Florian Jacky look? He looked okay. This is going to be an adjustment for him, of course. Anytime a player comes from another league, particularly junior to pro, it's going to be quite an adjustment. And so for his first time out, he looked all right. Not exactly the strongest line mates, to be honest. And in fact, their line was the only line that had a minus rating on the night after a 5-1 win by the Laval Rocket. But not because necessarily that their line was doing anything incorrectly or poorly, they just weren't as strong as some of the other lines on the ice. So Florian Jacky looked okay. He didn't look out of place. There's going to be quite an adjustment period, coupled with the fact that this was not necessarily as physical or as gritty of a game as sometimes the Jacky brothers enjoy playing in. So maybe we'll see a little bit of him settling in a bit more and getting more comfortable this coming week when they're playing a very bitter division rival. We're going to talk about those two other rookie prospects in just a moment, Logan Mailloux and Lane Hutson. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Maybe you want to make a bet on 5 different players who are going to score a goal tonight. The opportunities are endless on DraftKings Sportsbook. There are so many different combinations, opportunities, specials, parlays, straight up money line bets, you name it. There's so many ways to play on DraftKings Sportsbook. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with the code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. But before we do that, let's just take a look at the standings now. What is at stake? Well, unfortunately, Belleville still has the edge on the Laval Rocket. Belleville is still occupying that fifth place in the North Division, which is the final spot to qualify for the playoffs. In the postseason, fifth place will play fourth place in a best of three play-in round to determine who is actually going to occupy that fourth and final playoff spot. Now, the four teams in front of them, Syracuse, Rochester, Cleveland, and Toronto, in that order descending, have all clinched a playoff berth and are absolutely heading to the Calder Cup playoffs this year. Toronto is, in fact, completely out of reach for Laval at this point. Toronto has 80 points on the season now, Laval with just 74. So with two games left on the schedule, mathematically, obviously, they're not even thinking about trying to chase the Toronto Marlies at this point. They are looking ahead at the Belleville Senators, who are sitting in fifth place with 76 points. Laval is just 2 points back of them in sixth place with 74, and Utica is still right in there, 1 point behind Laval with 73 points. So it is still completely up in the air as to who is going to take that fifth and final position. Keeping in mind, Utica and Belleville do both still have one game in hand on Laval, and so they will have an additional opportunity to try to gain a little bit more of an advantage before Laval's two games this coming weekend to finish out the regular season. We're going to set the table for that matchup for you in just a second, but before we do, I just want to put a bit of a spotlight on the excitement building around the prospects in this organization right now. If you saw Monday night's Detroit Red Wings game for the Montreal Canadiens in Detroit, Lane Hudson's NHL debut after finishing an exciting push to the Frozen Four and signing his ELC, joining the Canadiens, and he certainly did not look out of place. In fact, he actually notched his first NHL point on that night. We'll be looking to see if he can get a goal on Tuesday night for the rematch. And boy, what a game that was. Absolutely thrilling third period. Really exciting overtime. Lane Hudson was out there for overtime. It's going to be very exciting to see. It is early. Keep in mind it's early. There's lots of excitement. There's lots of emotion. So it's a little early. We won't be able to tell for sure, but promising the way he looked in his first game, and we'll see how he settles in from there. What's even more exciting is the fact that after having a remarkably good rookie season in the AHL, Logan Mailloux has earned his call-up to get an NHL start before the end of the regular season in the NHL. Thrilled for this young man. He is Laval's AHL All-Star this year in his rookie season. We've talked in previous videos about how he absolutely was just climbing the ranks, both in rookie defensemen in the AHL and in defensemen in general in terms of points production. This young man has progressed very, very well in his rookie year. He has shown that he's doing all the right things in developing his game. I am very excited to see what he does with Lane Hudson as well on the ice on Tuesday night for the Montreal Canadiens' final game of the regular season. Absolutely tip of the hat to Logan Mailloux for working hard and earning that NHL call-up. And it's reports are floating around out there that the Canadiens are very close to also signing Luke Tuck. And so Luke Tuck might be joining the team, but the sooner they can get him locked up to a contract and an ELC, he'll be another exciting piece of the puzzle to watch come training camp in September. Okay, but there is still work to be done for the Laval Rocket, because while the Montreal Canadiens might be wrapping up their season on Tuesday night, the Laval Rocket have lots riding this week. Keep in mind, too, they'll get Logan Mailloux back after the Canadiens finish their season. However, Jaden Struble is also eligible to come back to play for Laval because he was put on a paper transaction at the trade deadline. And if Laval does make the playoffs and Joshua Waugh gets healthy, he is also eligible to play in the playoffs with the Laval Rocket because he was papered at the trade deadline as well. So Laval could find themselves with some reinforcements here coming down the stretch, but they have to get to the postseason first. The path to do that goes straight through Belleville, one of their most bitter rivals in the North Division. And they're going to finish out the regular season with a home-and-home against Belleville, just like the Canadiens are finishing out their regular season with a home-and-home against Detroit. They will kick things off on Friday night in Belleville, giving Belleville a little bit of a home field advantage to try to open up that gap to Laval on Friday night. Keep in mind, Belleville has a game on Wednesday. If Belleville wins that game, then Laval goes into Friday and Saturday night's games in a must-win both games situation in order to stay alive. They have more regulation wins than Belleville does. So if they end the season tied with Belleville, they will win that tiebreaker. But if Belleville wins on Wednesday night and Laval wins on Friday night, it's all going to come down to Saturday night's game when the two teams then return to Place Belle for the season closer. These two games promise to be an intense battle because both of these teams will be playing for their lives. What we don't want to see is a Belleville win on Wednesday night and a Belleville win on Friday night. Because if that happens, then unfortunately Laval will be mathematically eliminated. And Saturday night's game back in Laval will basically just be window dressing. It'll be a nice send-off for the season for Laval Rocket fans, but it will be the end of the season. So what we would love to see, we'd love to see it come down to an exciting matchup on Saturday night. Both teams playing for everything to get to the postseason. I should also mention, don't worry that it's the end of the season for the Montreal Canadiens and it's getting towards the end of the season for the Laval Rocket. You're still going to want to hit that subscribe button because we will be here. I will be here all summer long. Plenty of Habs content, plenty of prospect content, draft content, free agency content. We're not going anywhere. Hockey's an all-season thing here at Rocket Sports. So make sure if you haven't done so already, tap that subscribe button. Also hit that like button if you're enjoying content like this. And in fact, we've talked a little bit today about how exciting all of these new prospects that are coming into the organization are. And Rick and Michael actually took a deep dive on that topic on this week's Canadians Connection podcast, really examining not only the youth core that's already on the NHL roster, but going beyond that about the fresh faces that are going to be coming into the organization, like Lane Hutson, like Luke Tuck, maybe. Oh, and don't forget about Owen Beck and Jacob Fowler, who was also in the Frozen Four competition. Lots of things for Habs fans to get excited about. If you want to hear more about that, you should check out this video right here, and I'll see you again next time.
Click subscribe to never miss an episode of The Press Zone on Rocket Sports Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rocket Sports.